Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, relationship rehab is where somebody's got something going on, and maybe you can help out because you've been in the situation, or you just have some general advice.
Right.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you. Here's what's going on. We got an email from our buddy Lance, who says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show. Love the music here on Jams, too. Now, it's funny that I mentioned the word love because I'm actually having trouble in the love department. It's a little embarrassing, but I hope you guys can help out. I'm the type of guy who likes having women in his life. Lots of women. Like to, just have a good time. Lately, though, every woman I've met has been put off by my crying after sex."
I'm sorry, what?
Crying after sex. I don't know.
Okay.
I know that it may sound strange. It's not like I'm in pain or I'm emotional or anything, but there are just always tears streaming from my face when we get done. It would be a big deal if it wasn't messing with my sex life, but every woman now looks at me a little weird afterwards. I even had one call me a big old you-know-what last week. Can't really say that word on the radio. Okay. Edit that out. That anyway, nice. It was bizarre. I just want to know if any men or women out there have had to deal with the same struggle. Maybe any tricks. And if there aren't, maybe I can find some women who are into guys who climax. And I guess he's using, instead of climax, he's saying crimax. Can you guys help at all?
Yes.
Now, you did the liberty of looking up crimax. It's an actual thing. There's an actual Facebook group called crimaxing. And apparently, it's a bunch of guys.
Just a bunch of dudes that are crying. They're just miserable, unhappy men.
Well, they're not miserable, but they just cry when sex happens.
Yes.
Now, some guys cry, because the sex is so good. Maybe. I don't know why. I don't know why you would cry.
I don't know. They're saying just like an orgasm, it releases emotional, tears for men.
Hmm.
Yeah.
321-0931.
I don't think personally I could. I think I would be mortified. I'd be like, oh my God, so did you get I hurt done, you? Did
you've been
I
out on a you? Date with a couple of, with a guy a couple of different times.
Yeah.
You finally go home. You're doing the thing. You do it. It was seemed good for you. He starts
That's
crying.
Right.
Your first thought
I broke him. Yeah. That's why I could never date guys that were skinnier than me, because that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
They'd just break in half.
All right. Well, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for maybe I'd like to see if there's a girl out there if this happened to you, that where you just got done and the guy started crying.
Yeah.
321-0931. We want to hear from you. Lance is actually listening right now for your advice. So we'd like to hear that as well. Let's get to Reggie this morning. What's up, Reggie?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good, man. Hi. We're doing good. So, it looks like Lance cries after sex. Now women are calling him names, and it seems like it's not going well for him.
Poor guy.
What do you think? Have you ever cried after sex? Do you know what crimaxing even is?
I have never done it, but I've heard of it. I've definitely heard of this before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like a natural response, I guess, to, it's just like kind of like an emotional thing, obviously, because crying is an emotion.
Sure.
But it's him. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, even though it's turning the other person completely off, but I mean, the only thing I could kind of suggest, and I have heard that this works in this situation a little bit, is try to reverse it a little bit. Try not to really give into that.
Try
emotion so much, that crying so much, like that's because that's, crying comes from like whether you're happy or sad, it's like overwhelming.
Yeah. So you said the opposite of crying would be laughing. You don't want to laugh after sex, so that would
no. No, but I mean, I think if he would just try to like be more aggressive about it, maybe a little bit. A little bit more passionate in that way as opposed to just see what happens.
All right.
That's the best I can say. I think I could say try to like really tap into like being a little bit stronger, passion-wise, oh. instead of just, you know, feeling like the world's caving in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the, whenever you're done with it, usually it's a big emotion. It's a big release. There's a big release that happens. A lot of emotions.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happening there.
At the end. All right. Hey, that's good advice. Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's get a female's perspective here. Let's get to Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, Marco and Krista. What's up?
Hey, girl.
What's up, girl? So what do you think here? Lance is written in. He's crying after the sex, and now he doesn't. Girls are turned off a little bit by. What do you think? Have you ever had a guy cry afterwards?
No, not at all. And, you know, honestly, I thought, like, if we went on a date, we smash, everything's great, we start crying. Honestly, I would think, like, are you in a relationship? Are you having, like, remorseful thoughts?
Yes,
like,
good call, but, yes.
But you know what? Honestly, for him, I would just say be upfront about it. You know, every girl doesn't judge. You know, there are really some compassionate girls out there, and, you know, including me. So I would just say be upfront. Let him know. Not like the first date, but maybe, like, if things are going good, maybe the second or the third. Just kind of let him know. Put it on
smash
the table.
On the
Listen, I want to just congratulate you for being the first girl to say smash on the air. I just love that about you. You're my favorite girl ever. Hey, hang on a second. We're going to get you tickets to our Transformers the last night. You just made my day.
There it is.
Thank you. Yeah. I have fun. They are going to love that.
Yeah, you and four people are going to get into our premiere of Transformers the last night at Marcus Palace Cinema. I'll be there with Crush, and it'll be super fun.
I can't wait to see you guys. I always tune in.
I love it. You're awesome. And thanks for using Smash. I love that. Hang on a second, okay? You're the best. Funny. Hold on. We got to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go.
There you go. 321-0931. What do you think? Lance has got some stuff going on. And you know, you never know what's causing it or what's happening. Lisa, have you gone through this before? Is this something you've dealt with? Or, you know, what's happening? Oh, yeah, we got to do it this way.
I had a boyfriend for about a year, and about 6 months into it, he had started a new job and was super stressed out, and all of a sudden started crying every time after we had sex. It really freaked me out. I have to say, like, in the beginning, I didn't know what to do. You know, I thought I'd hurt him or something. You
right.
know? We started looking it up, too, and we found what you guys found. So,
cute.
Like I said, he had a really stressful job at the time, and so he started running and working out, and meditating really helped him. And so, like, once he got the stress under control, it went away.
So all his was stress-related?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as a female, how were you, was it weird for you? I mean, I know you said you got used to it, but did it take a long time? Is it something that if it would have kept going, could you still be in a relationship with him? I mean, was it affecting you at all as the female?
Yeah, no, totally. It was. Definitely, we had been together for 6 months, so I knew him well and, like, was invested in the relationship. But if it had been someone straight off the street, I don't know that I would have stuck around, you know, because I'm not there to, like, you know, help someone through a crisis when I just meet you.
Right.
I would just keep your eyes closed.
Yeah, it would have been a little bit of a turnoff if it had gone on for years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's some, you've dealt with it, and it was just stress, and maybe that's what's happening with Lance here. So that's very good advice. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Sure, thank you, guys.
Let's get to Jack this morning. Jack, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so any advice for Lance who's having a little... I mean, he's, I guess, saying it's a problem, crying after sex.
Yeah, you know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I'm kind of going through the same problem myself.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, but you'd be really surprised. There's a whole online community out there. You know, it's really supportive.
Wow. This is so new. So, I mean, does this happen to you every time that, you know, you're going to, you know, have the big O?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I find this so interesting.
Yeah, and that there's a whole new kid. It's a whole new thing we just learned on there's a Facebook group. Yeah. There's groups online. Crimaxing is a big thing. So have you always done this, Jack, or is this something new, or did it just happen? Because we had a call earlier from a girl who said her boyfriend was doing it, but he was it was very stress-related, and then once his stress went away, he didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I definitely think emotion plays a huge part of the outcome, for sure.
Yeah. And what do you what advice would you give Lance here? Just go with it, and whatever girl, if you're with a girl that likes you for you, she won't mind you crying.
Exactly, exactly. You know, there's someone for everybody out there. You just gotta find them.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good advice. He's listening, so thanks for giving us a call here.
Yeah, hey, no problem.
All right, bye bye. 3-2-1
I guess that makes sense because you know sometimes I'll cry because I'm so happy.
Yeah. Let's see. But maybe you could find somebody that also cries. Or what would be good is if you had a girl that laughs when she has.
Yeah, because I want to sleep with a girl.
No, I'm just saying for him, if he found a girl that laughs after the hippie, yeah. He's crying, she's laughing, there's a lot of stuff
perfect.
Going on. Yeah,
look
it'd be
at
like
that.
A party. Going
a party
on in
your pants.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station It Sounds Like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and I want you to feel good about yourself. Your self-esteem should be very high right now if you're driving around the Beltline or just hanging out somewhere listening to us. Just know that you are doing this whole life thing the way it's supposed to be done.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
You know why?
No.
Because
at least you're not.
33-year-old girl named Natwanya Clark. Now, Natwanya's from Gainesville, Florida, and she actually got a job as a city council person there, which is
wow.
Awesome.
That's a smart person job.
It only took her a few months to start embezzling some money from the city. And she managed to siphon off $93,000 between November of last year and March of this year.
Uh-huh.
She was funneling payments from city credit cards into her PayPal account. And basically, she used that money to buy a TV, lease a new car, an above-ground pool, paid all of her bills, bought groceries, and other random stuff. But my favorite is the $8,500 she spent on a Brazilian butt lift.
Yes!
Now, that's where they remove fat
Woo!
From one part of your body, and they inject it into your butt cheeks.
Honey, you gotta look good.
Oh, Nicki
yes.
Minaj all yes, over.
Yes, everywhere.
And that's what's wrong with government, because the city did not even catch on for years until this is the only time they felt something was weird going on. She bought a first-class ticket on a luxury cruise, and they were like, what, luxury cruise for the city council? What's going on?
Huh.
Then they busted her, and of course, she was promptly fired and facing felony charges for larceny and
yeah.
fraud.
Well, but it was a good run.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was a good run.
It was a good run for her.
And now she's got a beautiful butt to...
I
know. Can't take that back from her.
Ooh, honey, don't be dropping the soap in prison.
Mm.
Yep.
That'll go over well in the prison.
It will.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 55-year-old guy named Mark Snyder from Crest Hill, Illinois. Now, he got drunk on Sunday night, and he felt lonely. So he did what any lonely guy would do on a Sunday night. He started calling 911 to talk to people. He called over 15 times, and the last time he was asking the operator what she was wearing. Well...
Wow.
That was enough to send a police officer to his place to figure out what was going on with old Marky Mark. When the police got there, Mark, well, he punched the officer in the face.
Of course he did.
Mark claimed in his statement that he felt he owed the police some crime after bugging them so much. You know, he wanted to help him back out since he was...
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I mean, he's a super sweet guy. He was arrested for aggravated battery on a police officer, making false 911 calls, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. It was not a good night for Mark. But the good thing is now he'll be able to live with a bunch of guys 24-7,
yes.
365 in jail.
Next time, call Selective Video. They'll take care of your needs.
Will they really?
Well, I don't know like that, but I mean, they got great stuff there.
Oh, I see. Feel good about yourself because...
At least you're not.
A 45-year-old guy named Andrew Cheadle, he was at Walgreens in Modesto. Now,
love Walgreens.
Andrew went into the bathroom because he had to really go to the bathroom bad. But here's where it gets crazy. He couldn't get his underwear off. Now, I don't even want to know why he couldn't get his underwear off. But this obviously frustrated poor Andrew. And he did the only logical thing that anybody logically would do when their underwear won't come off.
Mm-hmm.
He took a lighter and decided to burn them off of him, his boxers, or his whatever he had on. Maybe he had a rope on. I don't know why he couldn't get them off, but whatever it is. Anyway, it worked because he took off his underwear. He was able to get them off, but all the smoke and fire set off the fire alarms, and that's when the police came and found Andrew in the bathroom with his burnt undies. Now, he wasn't charged with arson in there because they believed the whole story. However... Andrew had some other outstanding warrants that the police looked at and said, well, we got to arrest you anyway. So, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, that's a good...
See that?
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right.
Jesus, you're so...
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 71-year-old guy named Lawrence Ripple. This is my favorite story that I think I've ever read here on At Least You're Not. Now, Lawrence is from Kansas City last month, and he actually went into a bank and robbed them at gunpoint. He threatened the cashier and said, "Give me the cash or I'm going to do some crazy stuff." So she handed over all the money. Then Andrew promptly went down and sat in the lobby. So he waited for the police to come over to arrest him. Now, why would a man rob a bank and wait for the police to come and rescue him or arrest him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said it was better than living with his wife. He actually wrote the robbery note in front of her before he left the house to hammer home how miserable she made him. He said he's so miserable he would rather spend his life in jail than to be with her for one more minute.
Sounds like you.
Oh, my gosh. So here is the deal. Yeah, when you rob a bank, you're going to get 15 years. It's a federal prison. It's a huge offense.
Mm-hmm.
When he told his story, because he told the story to the judge in the court, the judge got a great idea. He didn't give him federal time in a prison. He sentenced him to 5 years of house arrest to sit in the house with his wife, not able to leave for 5 years.
So cruel. So mean. Why?
Is a punishment that does not fit the crime.
Oh, my God.
Poor Lawrence.
That judge hates him.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.